Greetings. My 3-minute introduction here is being redone now, July 26, 2021, as the old one started sounding muddy. I also slightly changed and improved it, so please listen to it at least once. Thank you, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and thus in the family of God, for listening to my podcast, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truth. I am Brother Dave, your host. Please visit my large website, www.purechristians.org, or ledbyjesus.org, the same website. You will find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. When you get there, scroll about 25% down the home page, and then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights of my books on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator Son of God and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. If any here wish to receive by email a free copy of the text of my podcast show, comment, ask questions, and or receive more free text, just email me, dave@purechristians.org. Freely we have received truth in God's Spirit. Freely we love to share His truth. We hope and pray that you do too. We thank you, our brothers and sisters, and the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support by following, liking, downloading, and sharing these podcasts. I never ask for money. This is a 45-year-to-date labor of love. The more living truth from Jesus that you share, the more living truth you are. I have selected verses and paragraphs in each topic from the Christian Bible and from the unique 2,097-page Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth, which is named the Urantia Book, U-R-A-N-T-I-A. That supernal revelation was given to all humans on Urantia, our planet Earth, given around A.D. 1935 in modern American English in Chicago, Illinois, USA, and allows our truth-seeking minds and souls much joy and enthusiasm as we read and reflect on these powerful and transforming intellectual, moral, and spiritual truths. All reflective truth-seeking and God-conscious humans on this planet will find some value from these readings and my comments. The Urantia Book is freely available online in English, which has no copyright. Only humans can hold a copyright. However, this revelation was given by superhuman spiritual beings, making it fully free in the public domain to allow worldwide sharing to help transform our still needy planet. Please share it wisely, as too much light of truth to most humans can be initially blinding. Now, this Living Eternal Truths podcast will continue in the Urantia Book, the last part 4, The Life and Teachings of Jesus, papers 120 through 196. We are continuing our topical study, True and False Liberty and Freedom on All Levels, part 24 of 25. We're starting at paper 187, The Crucifixion, Introduction, paragraph 3. What Jesus is now about to do, submit to the death of the cross, he does of his own free will. In foretelling this experience, he said, "The Father loves and sustains me because I am willing to lay down my life, but I will take it up again. No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up. I have received such a commandment from my Father." And when Jesus was murdered by crucifixion, they only murdered his physical body, his spiritual being, his divine personality, his infinite deity mind, and all the higher realities of Jesus Christ were totally in operation at all times. If Jesus had totally died, our local universe named Nevadon would have collapsed. So, remember, the death of Jesus was only physical. And then he came back in soul form, which we'll cover. And then later on, he's fully here in spirit form as he, the Father-Son union, spirit of all truth. And that was bestowed May 18th, A.D. 30 on. Okay, going on to section 5, last hour on the cross, paragraph 6. Jesus died royally as he had lived. He freely admitted his kingship and remained master of the situation throughout the tragic day. He went willingly to his ignominious death after he had provided for the safety of his chosen apostles. He wisely restrained Peter's troublemaking violence and provided that John might be near him right up to the end of his mortal existence. He revealed his true nature to the murderous Sanhedrin and reminded Pilate of the source of his sovereign authority as the Son of God. He started out to Golgotha, bearing his own crossbeam, and finished up his loving bestowal by handing over his spirit of mortal acquirement to the Paradise Father. After such a life, and at such a death, the Master could truly say, "It is finished." Paper 188, The Time of the Tomb, Section 5, Lessons from the Cross, Paragraph 3. Jesus, by the power of his personal love for men, as for all humans, could break the hold of sin and evil. He thereby set men free to choose better ways of living. Jesus portrayed a deliverance from the past, which in itself promised a triumph for the future. Forgiveness thus provided salvation. The beauty of divine love, once fully admitted to the human heart, forever destroys the charm of sin and the power of evil. Paper 190, Morantia, that's Higher Soul Form, Appearances of Jesus. Section 3, At the Home of Joseph, Paragraph 1. The fifth Morantia, or soul manifestation of Jesus, to the recognition of mortal eyes, occurred in the presence of some 25 women believers assembled at the home of Joseph of Arimathea at about 15 minutes past 4 o'clock on the same Sunday afternoon, and that would be April 9th, AD 30. Mary Magdalene had returned to Joseph's house just a few minutes before this appearance. James, Jesus' brother, had requested that nothing be said to the apostles concerning the Master's appearance at Bethany. He had not asked Mary to refrain from reporting the occurrence to her sister believers. Accordingly, after Mary had pledged all the women to secrecy, she proceeded to relate what had so recently happened while she was with Jesus' family at Bethany. Accordingly, after Mary had pledged all the women to secrecy, she proceeded to relate what had so recently happened while she was with Jesus' family at Bethany. And she was in the very midst of this thrilling recital when a sudden and solemn hush fell over them. They beheld in their very midst the fully visible form of the risen Jesus. He greeted them, saying, "Peace be upon you. In the fellowship of the kingdom thou shalt be neither Jew nor Gentile, rich nor poor, free nor bond, man nor woman. You also are called to publish the good news of the liberty of mankind through the gospel of sonship with God in the kingdom of heaven. Go to all the world, proclaiming this gospel and confirming believers in the faith thereof. And while you do this, forget not to minister to the sick and strengthen those who are faint-hearted and fear-ridden. And I will be with you always, even to the ends of the earth." When he had thus spoken, he vanished from their sight, while the women fell on their faces and worshipped in silence. Section 5, The Walk with Two Brothers. This is Resurrected Jesus teaching his profound gospel to two brothers on the road to Emmaus. And unfortunately, in the Bible, it mentions that Jesus walked with two brothers, but it did not have in the Bible what Jesus said. And this revelation has what Jesus said. And you can see it was so complex, so involved, so profound, that unfortunately no humans could remember all that, so it wasn't put in the Bible. So here it is. This is paragraph 4. As they walked along, Jesus said to them, "How slow you are to comprehend the truth. When you tell me that it is about the teachings and work of this man that you have your discussions, then may I enlighten you, since I am more than familiar with these teachings." This is Jesus' teaching on Jesus. "Do you not remember that this Jesus always taught that his kingdom was not of this world, and that all men, that's all humans, being the sons of God, should find liberty and freedom in the spiritual joy of the fellowship of the brotherhood of loving service in this new kingdom of the truth of the Heavenly Father's love? Do you not recall how the Son of Man proclaimed the salvation of God for all men, ministering to the sick and afflicted, and setting free those who were bound by fear and enslaved by evil? Do you not know that this man of Nazareth told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, be delivered up to his enemies, who would put him to death, and that he would arise on the third day? And that means soon or presently. That was a common Jewish saying, on the third day, just meaning soon or presently. Have you not been told all this? And have you never read in the scriptures concerning this day of salvation for Jew and Gentile, where it says that in him shall all the families of the earth be blessed, that he will hear the cry of the needy and save the souls of the poor who seek him, that all nations shall call him blessed, that such a deliverer shall be as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, that he will feed the flock like a true shepherd, gathering the lambs in his arms and tenderly carrying them in his bosom. They will open the eyes of the spiritually blind and bring the prisoners of despair out into full liberty and light, that all who sat in darkness shall see the great light of eternal salvation, that he will bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives of sin, and open up the prison to those who are enslaved by fear and bound by evil, that he will comfort those who mourn, and bestow upon them the joy of salvation in the place of sorrow and heaviness, that he shall be the desire of all nations and the everlasting joy of those who seek righteousness, that the Son of truth and righteousness shall rise upon the world with healing light and saving power, even that he will save his people from their sins, that he will really seek and save those who are lost, that he will not destroy the weak, but minister salvation to all who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that those who believe in him shall have eternal life, that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and that the Spirit of truth shall be in each believer a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Did you not understand how great was the gospel of the kingdom which this man delivered to you? Do you not perceive how great a salvation has come upon you? I add, that is just so beautifully stated, so profound, so empowering to know the love of God and Jesus and our certain salvation. Tremendous. Paper 191, Appearances to the Apostles and Other Leaders, Section 4, The 10th Resurrected Appearance at Philadelphia. Paragraph 4, Jesus states, "Go then into all the world proclaiming this gospel of the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of men to all nations and races. Never be wise in your choice of methods for presenting the good news to the different races and tribes of mankind. Freely you have received this gospel of the kingdom, you will freely give the good news to all nations. Fear not the resistance of evil, for I am with you always, even to the end of the ages, and my peace I leave with you." Jesus Christ is fully here in spirit, constantly. If we had spirit eyes, we would constantly see Jesus here. But we don't have spirit eyes yet. We will in the distant future as we ascend up through the heavens for a very long period of time. And again, when it talks about all men, mankind, that always includes all females, because spiritually, all males and all females are humans, are spiritually classified as sons of God. The daughters of God are not humans. The daughters of God are the many types of angels. So that's why you'll see masculine, even, you know, human, person, female, woman, all those terms have a male characteristic in there, or phrase, portion of a word. That's proper because women are classified spiritually as sons of God, along with men. Now we go to section 6, the Alexandrian Appearance, paragraph 2. Jesus states, "Peace be upon you. That which my Father sent me into the world to establish belongs not to a race, a nation, nor to a special group of teachers or preachers. This gospel of the kingdom belongs to both Jew and Gentile, to rich and poor, to free and bond, to male and female." See right there, to male and female, even to the little children. "You are all to proclaim this gospel of love and truth by the lives which you live in the flesh. You shall love one another with a new and startling affection, even as I have loved you. You will serve mankind with a new and amazing devotion, even as I have served you. When men see you so love them, and when they behold how fervently you serve them, They will perceive that you have become faith fellows in the kingdom of heaven, and they will follow after the spirit of truth which they see in your lives to the finding of eternal salvation. Paper 193, Final Appearances and Ascension, Introduction, paragraph 5. This is Jesus speaking. Among yourselves here, you share the knowledge that I have risen from the dead. That is not strange. I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again. The Father gives such power to his paradise sons. You should rather be stirred in your hearts by the knowledge that the dead of an age entered upon the eternal ascent soon after I left Joseph's new tomb. I lived my life in the flesh to show you how you can, through loving service, become God-revealing to your fellow men, even as, by loving you and serving you, I have become God-revealing to you. I have lived among you as the Son of Man, that you and all other men might know that you are all indeed the sons of God. Therefore, go ye now into all the world, preaching this gospel of the kingdom of heaven to all men. Love all men as I have loved you. Serve your fellow mortals as I have served you. Freely you have received, freely give. Only tarry here in Jerusalem while I go to the Father, and until I send you the Spirit of truth. He shall lead you into the enlarged truth, and I will go with you into all the world. I am with you always, and my peace I leave with you. That's very important. Jesus is always here with us. Amen. Now we go to section 1, the appearance at Sychar, paragraph 2. Jesus states, peace be upon you. You rejoice to know that I am the resurrection and the life, but this will avail you nothing unless you are firstborn of the eternal spirit, thereby becoming to possess by faith the gift of eternal life. If you are the faith sons of my Father, you shall never die. You shall not perish. The gospel of the kingdom has taught you that all men are, that's all humans, are the sons of God. And this good news concerning the love of the Heavenly Father for his children on earth must be carried to all the world. The time has come when you worship God neither on Gerizim nor at Jerusalem, but where you are, as you are, in spirit and in truth. It is your faith that saves your souls. Salvation is a gift of God to all who believe they are his sons. But be not deceived. While salvation is the free gift of God and is bestowed upon all who accept it by faith, there follows the experience of bearing the fruits of the spirit life as it is lived in the flesh. The acceptance of the doctrine of the fatherhood of God implies that you also freely accept the associated truth of the brotherhood of man. And if man is your brother, he is even more than your neighbor, whom the Father requires you to love as yourself. Your brother, being of your own family, you will not only love with a family affection, but you will also serve as you would serve yourself. And you will thus love and serve your brother because you, being my brethren, have been thus loved and served by me. Go then into all the world telling this good news to all creatures of every race, tribe, and nation. My spirit shall go before you, and I will be with you always. Section 2, the Phoenician appearance. Paragraph 2, Jesus states, peace be upon you. You rejoice to know that the Son of Man has risen from the dead, because you thereby know that you and your brethren shall also survive mortal death. But such survival is dependent on your having been previously born of the spirit of truth-seeking and God-finding. The bread of life and the water thereof are given only to those who hunger for truth and thirst for righteousness, for God. The fact that the dead rise is not the gospel of the kingdom. These great truths and these universe facts are all related to this gospel, that they are a part of the result of believing the good news and are embraced in the subsequent experience of those who, by faith, become, indeed and in truth, the everlasting sons of the eternal God. My Father sent me into the world to proclaim this salvation of sonship to all men, and so send I you abroad to preach this salvation of sonship. Salvation is a free gift of God, but those who are born of the Spirit will immediately begin to show forth the fruits of the Spirit in loving service to their fellow creatures. And the fruits of this divine Spirit, which are yielded in the lives of Spirit-born and God-knowing mortals are, and thus you might want to back up and write these down, loving service, unselfish devotion, courageous loyalty, sincere fairness, enlightened honesty, undying hope, confiding trust, merciful ministry, unfailing goodness, forgiving tolerance, and enduring peace. If professed believers bear not these fruits of the divine spirit in their lives, they are dead. The spirit of truth is not in them. They are useless branches on a living vine, and they soon will be taken away. A father requires of the children of faith that they bear much spirit fruit. If therefore you are not fruitful, he will dig about your roots and cut away your unfruitful branches. Note only your unfruitful branches and not your fruitful branches. Increasingly, must you yield the fruits of the Spirit as you progress heavenward in the kingdom of God. You may enter the kingdom as a child, but the Father requires that you grow up by grace to the full stature of spiritual adulthood. And when you go abroad to tell all nations the good news of this gospel, I will go before you, and my spirit of truth shall abide in your hearts. My peace I leave with you. Okay, that's enough for this part. And then, next 2 weeks from now, we will do part 25 of 25 to the end of the Urantia book. Then we will do a new, much shorter topical study here. Rather than saying goodbye, I like to say farewell, do well. ¶¶